像是我们我们今天有海德堡教理问答，我们今天进入教理问答的第24问。在前面的22到23问里面讲到我们所讲到我们的使徒信经，是我们信心的宣告。使徒信经分为12个条款。那我们今天进入第24问，我来问问题，我来读问题，请大家一起来回答。第24问，要怎样划分这些条款呢？答，分三个部分。第一部分论圣父上帝和我们的受造，第二部分论圣子上帝和我们的救赎，第三部分论圣灵上帝和我们的成圣。非常宝贵的三个部分啊，使徒信经我相信很多弟兄姐妹都会背，但是教理问答里面很清楚的告诉我们我们这使徒信经所显出来的最重要的三个重点，就是圣父上帝和我们的受造，圣子上帝和我们的救赎，第三部分是圣灵上帝和我们的成圣。好，我们今天就把时间交给阿德牧师，他今天在我们当中证道，题目是常在的危机。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹。
Praise the Lord that I once again have the opportunity to share God's word with you this morning.
感谢神，我今天能够继续为跟弟兄姊妹分享神的话。
Please turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 to 7.
请将圣经翻到提摩太前书一章。
Verse 3 to 7. And we'll continue our sermon series that we started last month called the Challenges for God's Household.
我们继续我们的讲道系列，叫做神家儿女面对的挑战。
So let's read 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. And I'm going to just ask Yonggang to read for us in Mandarin.
下来我们来读神的话，提摩太前书一章三到七节。我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教，也不可听从荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱，这等事只生辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。有人偏离这些，反去讲虚浮的话，想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲说的和所论定的。
Let's pray together.
让我们祷告。
Our God, our heavenly Father.
我们的父神。
As we come to the proclamation of your word.
让我们来讲说你的话的时候。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will open up all of our hearts.
我们祷告圣灵会打开我们所有人的心。
Help us to be receptive to your truth.
帮助我们能够愿意领受你的真理。
Convict us of our sins.
定我们的罪。
And lead us to Christ Jesus.
把我们带到主耶稣面前。
In his name we pray.
奉他的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So for those of you who know me,you would know that I am one of those people who need and thrives on having routines in life.
所以了解我的人都知道我喜欢有规律的生活。
I really need to follow certain patterns and schedules so that my life, however chaotic it may be, would feel a little more under control.
我需要能够遵循固定的模式和日期 日程，这样的话我感觉到我的生活在我掌控当中。
I have daily routines, I have weekly routines.
我有每天固定的惯例和每个星期固定的惯例。
So if all possible, I want to keep them all.
如果可能的话，我就愿意保持他们。
I know I sound very rigid, I know.
我知道我听起来可能很死板。
And so I am constantly learning to be more flexible for other people, to love people.
我也在不断的学习呢，可以对别人很灵活。
I'm sure many, perhaps most of you aren't as rigid as I am.
我相信呢，你们很多的人呢，不像我这么死板。
But I'm also sure there are certain moments and times in your life that where you have to do things out of the ordinary also.
但是我也相信你，有些时候你必须做你与平常不同的东西。
Maybe you overslept and you're late for work.
Maybe 你可能你睡过头了，然后上班要迟到。
And you have to skip breakfast that you would normally you love to eat breakfast every day. You have to skip breakfast.
你很喜欢吃早餐，但是今天由于睡过头，你就必须得不能吃早餐。
Or you have to even skip brushing your teeth.
甚至省略不能刷牙了。
Or maybe the principal office call at your children's school on an issue of your child that requires your immediate attention.
或许呢是校长办公室打电话了，这个孩子有什么问题，所以说你必须得马上予以关注。
And so you have to skip everything that you not plan to do and to tend to the matter.
所以你就必须停止手中的一切来处理这件事。
Well,we have a similar kind of situation here in this letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy.
我们在使徒保罗给提摩太的这封书信上呢，有相似的情况。
It is a situation that's not just out of ordinary, but even urgent.
这个情况不仅是非同寻常，而且是非常急迫。
How can we tell?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because Paul deviated from the typical way he begins his letters.
因为保罗呀，他脱离了他通常开始书信的方式。
Often after the greeting, there would be some kind of thanksgiving, commendation, and or prayer.
通常呢，保罗在他问候以后啊，会有一些感恩啊、表扬啊，或者是祷告。
But we don't see any of that here.
但是在这儿呢，我们都没看到。
Paul cuts right into the chase.
保罗直接切入主题。
Galatians is the only other letter of Paul that is without any pleasantry, thanksgiving, or prayer.
加拉太书是唯一的另外一个保罗的书信，他没有任何的寒暄啊，感恩啊，或者是祷告。
And clearly, Paul isn't as angry here in 1 Timothy as he is in Galatians.
很明显，这个保罗在这儿在这个提摩太前书没有像加拉太书那么愤怒。
But the issue is still very, very urgent to Paul because it is the issue of false teaching in the church.
但是这个问题呢，却是对保罗来说仍然是很急迫。因为是关于错误的教导。
From everything we know in the New Testament, it is unclear exactly when and how the Church of Ephesus began.
从新约圣经上来看呢，我们并不清楚这个以弗所教会是什么时候或者是怎么建立的。
It could have been founded possibly by Priscilla or Aquila.
有可能是百基拉和亚居拉建造的。
What we do know for sure is that Paul spent a significant amount of time, about 2 to 3 years, at the church in Ephesus during his third missionary trip.
我们确实知道的，就是保罗确实在以弗所教会待了很长时间。这以弗所教会是他在第三次宣教旅行时建立的。
In Acts 18, during his first missionary trip, Paul briefly visited Ephesus.
在这个使徒行传十八章的时候，保罗在第二次宣教旅行的时候，短暂的在以弗所拜访了。
And then in his second missionary trip, he returned and spent 2 to 3 years.
And then 在第三次宣教旅行，他又回来又在那儿待了两到三年。
That's right, the third, not the second. So Paul really knows the people and the spiritual condition there.
所以保罗啊，对教会的人和他的属灵光景非常了解。
He clearly loved and spent a lot of time with them.
他很爱他们，也跟他们花了很长时间在一起。
And so Paul is extremely concerned here in verse 3 when he has to be away in Macedonia, and when he found out that there are false teachers inside the church teaching false doctrines.
所以保罗在要去马其顿的时候，他发现教会当中有假教师，所以说他非常非常的担心。
So Paul urged his protege Timothy, the young pastor, to seriously confront this issue.
所以保罗呢劝他的弟子提摩太，他当时是一个很年轻的牧师，来对峙这个问题。
We'll learn more about what these false doctrines are all about momentarily.
我们等一会儿呢会详细介绍这些假教义到底是什么。
For now, at the very least, we should know that false teachers, false doctrines aren't merely serious problems of the church in the first century.
那现在呢，我们就知道这个假教师、假教义并不是这个初代教会第一个一世纪的初代教会独有的现象。
Rather, it is an ever-present danger in churches in all ages.
而是在历代教会当中始终存在、常在的危险。
This is why we need to learn about this.
所以我们必须要学习这些。
Because first, false teachers and false doctrines can flare up extremely quickly from inside, within the church.
假教义、假教师可以在教会当中突然的爆发。
And second, the influence and results can be very devastating to the people and life of the church.
而且它的影响和结果是对教会来说是毁灭性的。
So essentially, these two things I've just mentioned are the two points of my first two points of my sermon.
所以呢，就这个问题，我就讲到我今天讲到前两个要点。
The first is would be the urgency of the warning, and the second is the danger of any different doctrine.
第一点呢，就是这个警告的急迫性。第二点就是这个异教的危险。
And my last point would be about our response, which is the aim of our charge.
第三点呢，就是关于我们如何回应，就是我们使命的目标。
So first, the urgency of the warning that Paul is giving here.
第一点，这个警告的急迫性。
The reason Paul shows such urgency in this letter without any of his typical preliminary remarks is because he recognized that first, false teachers and doctrines can flare up very, very quickly from inside the church.
第一点就是保罗他如有这么急迫这么警告的急迫性，是因为呢他知道这个假教师、假教义可以在教会内忽然爆发。
Look at verse 3, what Paul says in verse 3. He says, As I urge you, when I was going to Macedonia, remain in Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
让我们来看第三节，保罗说，我曾劝你，我往马其顿去的时候曾劝你，仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
Now, the reason Paul doesn't name these individuals who teach false doctrines is not because he doesn't know them.
保罗呢对这几个人传异教的人呢没有指名道姓，并不表示他不知道他们。
Rather, the goal of writing this letter to Timothy is to, and also to the to Ephesian church, is to tell them what to do in a situation like this.
而是呢，保罗写这封书信的目的是告诉以弗所教会在这种情况下是如何应对。
In other words, this is not a letter of apologetics to defend or to correct the false teachers.
换句话说，这个书信呢，并不是一个护教来驳斥假教师。
And these unnamed individuals who are false teachers are from inside the church.
这些未被指名道姓的人呢，他们实际上是在教会的内部。
They are possibly even elders of the church.
他们甚至有可能是教会的长老。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢？
Well, for one thing, Paul is telling Timothy, the pastor of the church, of course, to charge these people not to teach any different doctrine.
首先呢，保罗告诉提摩太，当然他是教会的牧师，来嘱咐这些人不可传异教。
The Greek word charge literally means to give an order, to pass on a word of command.
这个我们中文翻译成嘱咐，但是这个希腊文呢，它是说要命令，传达命令。
Commentators recognize the fact that Timothy can still give commands to these individuals means that they are from inside the church. They're not outside yet. They're still inside the church. Otherwise, he can tell them to do anything.
解经家们注意到啊，说提摩太还能够给这些人传达命令。表明这些人就在教会的内部，不然的话呢，他们就不在教会的权柄的管辖范围内。
And on top of this, if you go to Acts chapter 20, verse 30,
而且呢，我们如果去看《使徒行传》二十章三十节
，Paul there was giving his farewell speech to the Ephesians elders at the town that is next to Ephesus.
保罗给以弗所教会的长老们。给他的告别演说是在以弗所旁边的一个小镇叫米利都。
Miletus, that's right. So he predicted, Paul himself predicted, he said this in Acts 20:30, from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them.
他预言说，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话。要引诱门徒跟从他们。
Now back to 1 Timothy here in verse 7. As some commentator points out that Paul says that these people desires to be look at note says they want to be teachers of the law.
让我们再回到提摩太前书一章七节。有些解经家指出，保罗说这些人想要做教法师。
Teachers of the law, that's the job of whom? Of elders.
教法师，这是谁的工作呢？这是教会内长老的工作。
Perhaps that's also the reason why Paul spent so much time talking about qualification of elders here in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
这有可能，这就是为什么保罗在这个提摩太前书第三章的时候花了很长时间讲长老的资格。
The threat of false teachers and the different doctrines very often come from not from outside of the church, but from within, from inside the church.
假教师和异教的威胁啊，通常不是来自教会外部，而是来自内部。
It is a lot closer than you think.
比我们想象的还要近。
It can come from people whom you thought may be mature, spiritually mature, or seasoned Christians.
有可能来自你认为属灵上比较成熟、有阅历的人。
So this is a call for us, for the church to be alert, to have discernment, to be discerning.
所以这是提醒我们教会，我们一定要警觉、警醒，而且要有分辨能力。
And because this threat is coming from within, it can ignite, it can flare up so quickly and devastate the entire church community.
就因为这个威胁是来自教会内部，所以说它可以在教会的内部，很快的突然爆发。
Just think about what happened about a month ago, how the wildfires in Los Angeles, California, was started with so small.
想想在一个月以前在洛杉矶的大火。开始的时候很小
，but it spread so fast within minutes and hours.
那么，但是它发散的却很快，几分钟、几小时之内就扩散。
And it was out of control very, very quickly.
很快就无法控制。
Consider this: the Church of Ephesus was probably founded around the time between Paul's first and second missionary trip, which is around 52 A.D.
想想这个。以弗所教会呢，大约是在保罗第二次布道旅行时候建立的，大约是主后52年。
And 1 Timothy was written, this letter, 1 Timothy was written probably around between 62 to 66 AD.
提摩太前书大约是写成的，这个书信的写成大约是在 主后 62到66年。
It is only been about 10 years or so.
只是大约10年后。 中间只有大约10年的时间。
In other words, false teachers showed up within less than one generation of the existence of the Church of Ephesus.
换句话说，这个假教师在教会存在历史当中的第一代人当中就出现了。If
this can happen so quickly to a church where the Apostle Paul was so heavily involved in, it can happen just as quickly to any church. Including our church, Grace Christian Church.
这个问题可以，既然可以出现在保罗深度参与的这个教会当中，那么它可以出现在任何一个教会，甚至包括我们主恩教会。This
is why we have to be alert.
这就是为什么我们要一定要警醒。
We have to pay attention.
我们必须要注意。
We have to be discerning in what doctrines we are teaching, what we are learning and focusing on in the church and in our Christian life.
所以我们一定要在对我们学习领受或者是经常关注的教义上要有分辨能力。
Well, we have to know why, right? And that leads to my second point. That we need to know the danger of any different doctrine, my second point.
提到我这个要讲到的第二点，就是异教的危险。Back
to verse 3. Paul tells Timothy to charge or command these certain individuals, unnamed individuals, to not to teach any different doctrine.
保罗告诉提摩太要嘱咐或者命令那几个人不可传异教。It's
a long word here. It's one word, but it's a long phrase that said to teach any different doctrines is actually one Greek verb is a compound verb.
虽然我们是这个翻译成好几个字，但是在希腊原文呢，这几个字实际上是一个词，是一个复合词。The
one word is buka 传异教. That's one verb. Okay, and commentators believe that actually Paul might have made it up himself.
这几个词呢，buka 传异教，实际上在希腊原文是一个复合的动词。 这个解经家，有些解经家认为保罗呢，有可能自己发明了这个词。The
idea is that anything other than what would clearly lead to Christ, to the gospel, what Paul has been teaching, should be considered different and false doctrines.
这个意思就是说啊，任何不把我们带到基督、带到福音的这个教义呢，都是异教。
This is important because good doctrine is what brings us to salvation, to life, to godliness.
这很重要，因为好的教义呢，是把我们带到救恩、带到生命、带到敬虔。Bad
and false doctrines or any different doctrines leads us to destruction, utter destruction.
坏的或者是假的教义，是导致毁灭。Let
me tell you a story. Back in 1983, a Korean Airlines plane flight 007 was supposed to fly from Anchorage, Alaska to Seoul, Korea, South Korea.
这是一个真实的故事，是在1983年，一个韩国客机，是客机007，从阿拉斯加的安克雷奇要飞到韩国的首尔。
Unknown to the crew who should have known, the computer engaging the flight navigation system contained a 1.5 degree routing error. That's very, very small. 1.5 degree routing error.
这个机组成员不知道的是，这个导航系统的计算机有1.5度的航线偏差，就只有1.5度，非常小。At
the point of the departure, the mistake was unnoticeable.
刚出发的时候，这个偏差根本不被注意。100
miles out, the deviation was still too small to be detected.
100迈以后呢，这个偏差还是很小，也是没被注意。But
the giant 747 plane continued through the specific ocean, and the plane continued to stray increasingly from the right course.
那么这个庞大的波音747继续在太平洋上飞行的时候呢，这个飞机偏离了正确的航线。
Eventually, it was flying over the airspace of the former Soviet Union.
最终，他们飞向了前苏联的领空。
They detected the plane, and the Soviet fighter jets scrambled to intercept this plane.
这个苏联探测到了这个客机，他们这个苏联的战斗机马上升空拦截了这个客机。
They shot it down.
把它给击落。
All aboard lost their lives.
全体乘客丧生。
This is how dangerous it is to follow any different doctrines that don't bring us to Christ, to the gospel.
这个例子就表明这个我们如果要是遵循异教的话是如何的危险。
The longer false doctrines go unnoticed, undetected, the more harm they would bring to the way we think, live, and behave.
这个异教不被觉察时间越长，那么它所造成的危害就对我们造对我们这个思想，我们所作所为和我们的生命的危害就越大。
And even just a little bit off, even just a tiny bit off the beginning, it would bring utter destruction to yourself and to the church.
即使一开始有只有一点偏差，到最后呢，是要对我们自己和我们教会呢是完全的毁灭。
So what exactly are these different doctrines that we're talking about here, teaching by these certain unnamed individuals?
你如果好奇，那么这个具体他们这些那几个人所传异教的具体细节是什么呢
？Well, Paul doesn't give us the specific here.
保罗没有给我们这些细节。
But only some general ideas of what these certain individuals are into.
只给我们了一些大概的概念，大概的意思，这些异教到底是什么
？Verse four that says they devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies which promote speculations.
第四节说他们听从了荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱。
Paul in Titus 1:14 mentions Jewish myths.
保罗在提多书一章十四节提到。犹太人荒谬的言语。
And Titus and Timothy has a very close relationship.
这个提多和提摩太关系非常近。
And here in 1 Timothy, verse 7, Paul also mentions teachers of the law.
这儿呢，在提摩太前书一章七节，保罗提到教法师。
教法师 in the gospel would be 文士 right? That's teachers of the law.
教法师在这个福音书里头就讲到就是文士就是
So these myths and endless genealogies would be the mythological treatment of the Jewish scripture of the Old Testament scripture. We're talking about Old Testament scripture here, teachers of Old Testament scripture.
嗯哼，他们这些荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱呢，是对犹太旧约圣经经文的神话般的解释。
In other words, these false teachers embrace the wrong method of biblical interpretation.
换句话说，这些假教师呢，是采纳了错误的解经方法。
They would invent and make up events and teach hidden meanings in the Old Testament peoples and stories.
他们发明编造一些事件来解释教导从旧约圣经里的人物故事里。隐秘的意思。
They base all these on speculations, on guesswork, on conjecture.
他们的凭据呢，就是完全的猜测啊，臆断。
Now, while I don't have examples that I can give you from that period of time of what exactly they did.
我没有具体的例子啊，说当时就在那个时候。这个到底他们是怎么错误解经的
？But there are plenty of examples from ancient medieval church fathers who would employ similar methods like this.
但是在中世纪啊，这个教会先父当中有很多例子，他们用相似的方法来解经。
The most popular method is called the allegorical method of interpretation.
最常用的在当时啊，在中世纪最常用的是一种是叫比喻式的解经法。
Here is an example I got from Pastor John MacArthur, and he talks about Pope Gregory the First, 6th century.
这有一个例子，就是这个，这是约翰，麦克阿瑟牧师提供的。他是讲到在主后六世纪的教皇格里高利一世。
So in Pope Gregory's commentary of Job, he says that the three friends in the book of Job represents the heretics.
在格里高利对约伯记的注释当中啊，他说这那三个朋友啊，代表着邪教异教。
He said this because he's trying to speak against the anti-Catholics at his time.
他这么说是因为他当时要反驳当时反对天主教的人。
He goes on to say that the seven sons means the 12 apostles.
他继续说呢，这七个儿子是代表什么呢？代表十二个使徒。
The 7,000 sheep would be the God's faithful people.
七千个羊呢是神信实的子民。
The 3,000 camels that Job owns would be the depraved Gentiles.
那三千骆驼呢，代表堕落的外邦人。
Wait, really? How does he get all that?
等一下，等一下，这是真的吗？他是怎么得到这些的？
This is a bizarre, fanciful way of understanding and interpreting scripture.
这是这种解经方法很奇怪，富有幻想性。
There are still plenty of people who interpret scripture like this today.
但是呢，甚至直到今天，还有很多人用这种方法来解经。
And they can easily be among us.
他们很容易啊，就在我们当中。
Now, what is the appeal and attractiveness of this kind of method? Think about it.
我们想想这个这种解经方法的吸引力到底在哪儿呢？
I think the appeal here is whether it is the allegorical method or other things. The appeal here is the appearance of having insider knowledge of the Bible.
这个我想啊，这个吸引力大约就在内幕知识。
Having a person like that who seems to have insider knowledge, seems to be more spiritual, more godly.
这些能够用这种方法来解经的人呢，好像是表现得很有深度，很属灵。
They would be more respected by other people.
他们会被其他人更尊敬。
Because they seem to be more connected with God and more pious.
他们表现的呢？与神有沟通，而且很敬虔。
In the context of the church in Ephesus, according to 1 Timothy chapter 6 later on in this book, these false teachers are possibly even making money from this kind of teaching. Making money.
在以弗所教会这个光景这个上下文下呢，在提摩太前书第六章，这些假教士有可能甚至通过这些异教来获得财政上的利益。
Verse 7 here, it says, they desire to be teachers of the law, they desire to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they are making a confident assertion.
第七节讲到他们想要做教法师，但是却不明白他们所讲论的或他们所讲说的所论定的。
Here's the sad truth about these false teachers.
这是这个对这些假教师不幸的事实。
Many of them didn't set out to be false teachers in the first place. Didn't aim to be false teachers in the first place.
他们很多人一开始呢，并不是说就想要做。
They didn't want to abandon the gospel in the first place.
他们一开始呢，并不是想要就摒弃福音。
They simply wanted to go deeper into the Word of God.
他们只是想在神的话语当中呢，更进入、更深入。
That's good. That's important. That's commendable.
这本来是好事，是很重要的，也是值得称赞的。
But to think that your life can move past beyond the simple, basic gospel that you have heard and received, it's simply disastrous to your Christian life and to the Christian community.
但是想，如果你的生命呢是可以超越，简单基本的福音，那么如果这么想的话，那对你的属灵生命是很灾难性的。
And here's the problem: there are those of There are those among us, Christians among us, who have grown tired of the simple, straightforward biblical interpretation that is using the Bible to interpret the Bible.
那这问题就在这儿了。那么我们当中有很多人呢，厌倦了用简单直截了当的解经法。这个解经法呢，就是以经解经。
And there are those among us who have grown tired, or who have really lost sight of Christ, the gospel in their life when it comes to understanding the Bible.
我们当中也有很多人呢，也在我们的生命当中忽视了基督和福音。
They want to seek the hidden secrets that others don't get to have.
他们呢，总想要得到别人得不到的那些隐藏的秘密。
They want to go beyond the gospel other than just living out the simple gospel to live by grace.
他们想要超越福音，而不是说要把这简单的福音呢，在我们的生命当中活出来。
This is so dangerous to us and to the church.
这对我们自己和对我们教会是很危险。
Yes, absolutely. There's much to learn in Scripture about history, about theology, about deep biblical truth, and they can be very complex.
确实，我们有很多要需要学习的。对于神学，对于教会的历史，很多东西也很复杂。
But all that we learn from the Bible, they should all point us to the gospel, to Christ, which is so simple, so clear.
但是呢。我们所有所学习的都应该指向福音，指向基督。这个事实呢是非常清楚、非常基本的。
To think that your life can move beyond the simple basic gospel that you once have heard and received is simply disastrous to your Christian life and to the church.
如果认为我们的生命可以超越简单基本的福音，那么我们就这个对我们的基督徒生活是非常灾难性的。
For the result of teaching false doctrines in the church is division. Division.
在教会内呢，教这个假教义的结果呢，就是分裂。
Division through constant arguments, fruitless discussions.
这个通过什么来分裂呢？是通过不断的争论。无意的言语。
And then there will be more speculation that would lead to even more toxic arguments.
然后是更多的猜测、猜疑，然后就会导致更多的败坏的争论。
All this would lead to people wandering away, committing apostasy, making shipwreck of the faith.
所以这些呢，就导致我们的教会的人的偏离，叛教，信仰就会沉船。
Remember, good doctrines leads to godliness and good behavior.
请记住，好的教义会导致这个好的行为和敬虔。
Bad doctrines lead to bad ethics and toxic behavior.
坏的教义呢，会导致坏的伦理和败坏的行为。
And if our church isn't living as it should, people won't grow.
如果我们教会呢不按照我们应当行的去行，那么我们这个会众呢就不能长进。
People will leave.
那么人们就会离开。
The gospel won't spread.
福音也不会广传。
This is how a church shrink and eventually die.
这就是教会啊不断的缩小，最终灭亡。
So here's what we need to do. Here's our aim, the aim of our charge. That's my last point.
这就提到我今天要讲到的第三点。
Good doctrine should lead us to love, verse 5.
这个第三点，我刚才忘说了。第三点这个题目就是我们使命的目标。好的教义呢，应该是帮助我们去爱。
Lead us to love through the way we live.
是帮助我们去导致我们去爱，在我们的行事为人上去爱别人。
This is the aim or goal of our charge, our command from God.
这就是神给我们这个使命的 目标和目的。
And this love is expressed perfectly with the words that Jesus spoke in Matthew 22, verses 37 and 39. This is the greatest commandment that Jesus says. He says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And this is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这种爱呢，是我们主耶稣在马太福音22章37到39节所提到的最大的诫命。你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。这是诫命中的第一且最大的。其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。
The teaching and learning of good gospel doctrines must lead to real acts of love expressed by us in our love for God and for other people.
那么对好的教义的教导和领受应该导致我们真正的爱的行为，那么通过我们爱神和爱别人。
That's what good doctrines are for, lead us to love God and love God's people.
那么这个好的行为就是应该是的目的呢，就最终就是让我们能够爱神爱人。
Then this love has to come from a pure heart, verse 5.
这种爱呢必须要发自一个清洁的心，这是第五节所说的。
The biblical understanding of heart, both from the Old Testament and the New Testament, is that it is the inmost being of a person.
符合圣经这个的理解，最这个心到底是什么呢？心是人最内里的部分。
It includes a person's thought, emotion, mind, and understanding.
它包括一个人的意念、情感、他的思想和他的领悟。
In Matthew 5, verse 8, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God."
在马太福音五章八节上，主耶稣说：“清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。”
So by teaching and learning good doctrines, your aim, your goal to love isn't ultimately to make you a better person.
所以说，我们教导领受好的教义，我们的目标呢，并不是说要改善自己。
By teaching and learning good doctrines, your aim and goal is not to enlighten or to edify yourself or make yourself feel better about yourself.
我们的目标也不是说要开导启发自己，或者是让自己感觉更良好。
That would be self-love. That would be loving yourself.
那个呢，就是自爱了。
Your aim and goal to love God and other is God.
我们的目标，爱的目标和目的呢，最终应该都指向神。
That's what a pure heart means, to see God, so you can see God, because your aim and goal, your desire is God, ultimately.
这就是清洁的心的意思，就是我们因为清心的人要可以看见神，所以说我们的这个爱呢要指向神。
And you see how this relates to the need of a sincere faith, also mentioned here in verse 5, a sincere faith.
你就可以看到啊，这个呢也跟我们下一个要谈的无为的信心有关系。
If you can't just say, you cannot just simply say that, oh, I believe in Jesus, and then you don't live a life that matches up to that profession of faith, what is that? That's hypocrisy.
我们不能说啊，我们的行事为人和我们这个信仰的宣称啊不相匹配，那就成什么了？那就是伪善，就是虚伪。
That's insincere faith.
那是有为的良心信心。
And one more thing, our love has to come from a good conscience. Verse 5.
最后呢，我们说我们的这个爱心呢，必须要通过我们无愧的良心。
The Chinese translation is actually not good. I have to say this. It's not 无愧, okay? It's actually, it's a simple word that is good conscience, okay? It's just a good conscience.
这个中国的翻译啊，这个 Pastor Arthur 说还不够好，因为中文翻译成无愧的良心，但实际上呢， 这个原文就是一个很简单的词，一个良好的、良善的。
好，良善。Okay. A conscience is the inner awareness that directs and guides our moral actions in life. Okay.
所以说，这个良心呢，就是我们引导我们道德行为的内在意识。
It is by our conscience we read God's law in our heart.
通过良心呢，我们来读神在我们内心的律法。
But the problem here is that our conscience can be calloused and by what? By our sins and by our sin nature.
问题就在于我们的良心呢，可以被我们的罪和罪性所麻木。
You know what a callous is?
你们大家知道这个。这个茧子是什么吗
？You know when you are they're basically dead skin, right? If you rub something against, you know, I have a ring in my finger. I basically have a callus right here. Why? Because my ring keep rubbing my skin and eventually get thicker. And what happened when it get thicker? You don't feel in that part of your skin.
茧子啊，就是你这个皮肤啊，不断的被摩擦，最后呢就长得很厚。通常我们这个戴戒指的时候啊，这旁边就会生茧子。
So the more we sin, the more we love to sin, the more you don't feel bad about sinning.
所以说我们这个犯罪犯的越多，那我们就越来越喜欢犯罪，那我们越来越对我们所犯的罪啊，就没有感到任何有亏欠的地方。
And the more layer of calluses, hard skin, dead skin will be built up around your conscience.
那么我们就在我们的良心周围啊，就不断的。这个建造一层又一层的茧子。
And eventually you will lose your ability to know what is good and bad.
最后呢，你就丧失了分辨好坏的能力。
You will lose your ability to have any selfless love. There will only be self-love.
你就丧失了能够这个有无私的爱的能力，最终呢，只能是自爱，爱自己。
Brothers and sisters, we have to remember that our hearts need to be redeemed by the blood of Christ.
我弟兄姊妹们，我们一定要记住，我们的心呢是要被基督的爱所买赎。
That's true. Our conscience needs to be redeemed by the blood of Christ.
我们的良心也要被基督的宝血所买赎。
And so that we may truly and believe and express our faith in action.
这样呢，我们就可以真正的来表达我们的爱和我们的行为。
Without good doctrines that can lead us to Christ in the gospel,
没有这个使我们能够导致我们的基督和福音的这种正好的教义。
Without the awareness and alertness of the false doctrines that can be constantly sprouting up around us.
如果我们不意识到我们这假的坏的教义可以在我们当中随时爆发。
We're in constant danger of allowing sins, our sins and the sin around us to callous our heart and our conscience.
我们就会有危险经常让我们周围的罪来麻木我们的良心。
We are in danger of eroding our faith into hypocrisy.
我们就很有使我们的信心被腐蚀到成为虚伪的这种危险。
So we cannot tolerate any different doctrine that leads us away from Christ, from the gospel.
所以我们不能容忍任何假教义使我们偏离基督，偏离福音。
We must hold tight onto Christ's saving work on the cross constantly, daily.
我们必须呢，把主基督在十字架上的做工，持守，不断的持守，一直的持守。
It doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian.
不管你信主多长时间
，or how spiritually mature you think you are, you have become.
或者是你认为自己如何属灵，如何成熟。
This is Paul's urgent and passionate plea for the church, for us to focus on Christ.
这是保罗呢，这个紧迫的祈求，让我们能够专注在主耶稣身上。
Why? Because Paul says in Acts 4:12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven to mankind by which we must be saved.
为什么呢？因为保罗在《使徒行传》四章十二节说：“除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。”
Let's pray together.
我们祷告。
O God of truth, we honor you and give thanks to you.
哦，真理的神，我们尊崇你，我们感谢你。
Thank you for reminding us the dangers that we have among us and within us.
谢谢你提醒我们在我们当中的危险。
Help us to have a sharp alertness and discernment to know how we can fight against false doctrines in our lives.
帮助我们能够警觉，能够有分辨能力，如何来反对驳斥这些假教义。
Lead us to repentance when we have fallen into the trap of false doctrines and false teachings.
帮助我们悔改，让我当我们听从信从这些假的教义的时候。
Lead us to love.
把我们带到爱。
Lead us to love you and your people.
带领我们能够爱你，爱你的子民。
And lead us to recognize that we must cling on to Christ's saving power to cleanse our conscience and our hearts.
帮助我们，我们一定要谨守主耶稣的爱，来使我们能够有一个清洁的心和无畏的信心。
All this we pray in Christ Jesus' name.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.